This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
I am blessed to have sitting in my hot seat a genius on data and storage and how to do it right from Infinidat. Eric Herzog is the chief marketing officer of Infinidat, found online at infinidat.com, and he is an award-winning CMO. We are lucky to have you, Eric. Welcome to the hot seat today.
Well, thank you. And I love sitting in the hot seat. Love to answer hard questions.
Well, you guys are the leader in enterprise cybersecurity storage and resiliency, and you have the highest performance I've heard of in the industry. Can you kind of break it down for our viewers and listeners?
Sure. So what we do is we do high-end enterprise storage only. 28% of the Fortune 50, for example, are customers. And the bulk of our customers are global Fortune 1000 all over the world, right? And we do high-end systems only. We don't do low-end storage or mid-range, just the way there's high-end, low-end, and mid-range servers or laptops, high-end, mid, and low-end on the storage side. So we're high-end only. And what we do is we embed within those high-end storage systems a software set called InfiniSafe, and that is our cyber storage resilience and cyber storage recovery focused software. The bulk of InfiniSafe is free. There's no charge. And if they don't want to use it, they don't have to. And then there's only one element. So if you think about it, there's six elements in our cyber storage stack, six elements. Five of them are free. Only one of them we charge for. And the five come with every array. So even if you don't use it, you get InfiniSafe. It's right there for you to use if you want to.
Now, large enterprises, Fortune 500, they're always under attack. The ransomware, the malicious behavior of the cyber criminals using advances in AI, the social media. But the goal is to get to the data and steal the files and steal the records in the database. What can you do for that in a cybersecurity angle? And what is an immutable snapshot, for example?
So let's start with the easy part. You start with an immutable snapshot. Immutable snapshots cannot be changed and cannot be deleted. In fact, immutable snapshots are also admissible as court evidence in Europe, in the US, and in Japan. So you can bring in digital evidence, not a physical paper evidence, but it has to be an immutable snap, can't be changed, okay? So you start with an immutable snapshot, makes a copy of the data. We create what's known as a logical air gap. You separate the management plane, the managers, from the data itself. And we can do that locally, on-prem. Since most of our customers are global Fortune 1000s, they have remote data centers. I mean, we just did a deal with a customer last quarter and they sent our stuff to seven different data centers all over the world. So for us, that's normal. So you can do the air gapping locally, remotely, or both. Then let's assume you have an attack. So if you have an attack, you need to create a fenced environment, what we call a fenced forensic environment. There you would put a candidate to see if it's good, right? You've got malware, ransomware. As you know, malware, ransomware is not King Kong. It's not Godzilla. It is the ultimate Jason Bourne. Secret, 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 secret. So they're not pounding their chest saying, I'm coming to steal your stuff. That's not what they do, right? So you then can place a candidate and check it, okay, to see if it's good. If it's good, you recover it. If it's not good, you get another candidate to replace it. Okay, the fourth element for us is our guarantees. We guarantee A, that the immutable snapshot is indeed immutable. Some storage companies actually do have back doors, we don't. And we also guarantee the recovery time, which in the storage world is known as recovery time objective, the RTO. So we will guarantee when it's primary storage, things like an Oracle database or file system, we guarantee we'll recover that in 1 minute or less, no matter how big it is. We do a cyber webinar every quarter. And because I'm an old man, I'm almost 70 years old. I was raised where if you can't demo your software live, your software isn't very good. So we do all our demos live. Now, obviously we record the webinar, but if you are on a cyber webinar with us, the day we're doing it, you are seeing a live demo. We recovered 4 petabytes in 4 seconds.
Oh, hold on a minute. You recovered how many petabytes?
4 petabytes in 4 seconds.
So thousands of terabytes in 4 seconds?
Yes. And we guarantee, no matter how big the data set is, it was 4 petabytes, it could have been 6, 8, 10. We guarantee 1 minute or less when it's primary storage, Oracle, right? Things like that, you know, primary storage stuff, okay? We also offer guarantee on backup data sets. So we have what's known as a purpose-built backup appliance. And what it does is when you do backup, it's a lot of data, right? So we have a way that when we work with all the big backup software vendors, which you do, it goes to our box. We call it the InfiniGuard. And the InfiniGuard figures a way to shrink down how much data it compresses it, for example, so that you back up less data. It consumes less physical space when you back up. Okay. So when you're recovering a backup repository, the guarantee is 20 minutes or less. When we did that same webinar, because I'm a crazy guy, we use a backup vendor called Commvault. They're one of the biggest in storage backup. And we took a 25 and a half petabyte backup repository and we recovered that in 12 minutes and 15 seconds. We guarantee 20, but super fast recovery. It's all about recovery. You've had an attack. You need to get back up and going again, right? And you need to get going again with good data. So the fifth element allows us to integrate with SIEM or SOAR cybersecurity software, or if they have a cybersecurity operations center. So they're trolling the network, right? They're trolling the servers, they're trolling the edge, right? They're watching the moat with the alligators and the piranha in it. But guess what? Cyber criminals still figure out how to get away from the alligators and the piranha and jump over the fence and get in, right? So that software, though, may sense something. They may see that Robinhood has, in fact, gotten into the castle. So they can then send a note to the storage, to us, not to the storage admin, not to the VP of storage, not to the storage, literally directly to our software, and it will start taking action on the storage side of the equation. So Microsoft Sentinel or IBM Curator will see something. So that's the fifth element. Scan it. So we do have a joint development with a company called Index Engines. They develop part of the code, we develop part of the code, and that literally will let you scan VMware data stores, the storage, and it can have two use cases. A, it could literally tell you, that storage array, I'm seeing peculiar, and send a note through an API over to IBM QRadar or Sentinel and say the storage sees something strange. Or, of course, you've now had an attack and you put the data in a fenced environment, you need to scan it. So you have two ways. Either A, you call up all the app owners, say, could you come over and take a look at this? Or you use our cyber detection, again, cyber detection to detect to see if there's malware around. So that's the elements of our InfiniSafe technology. Very straightforward.
That is amazing. So you're really getting one step ahead of the latest threat, adding cybersecurity to the storage equation and increasing resiliency of your clients. In the Fortune 1000, they're attacked every day. The bad guys, you can't miss one attack. The bad guys can screw up 50 times a day. It doesn't matter. As long as one time they get in, you're in trouble. So this recovery, who triggers who? Does my SIM or SOAR, SIEM SOAR through the API trigger you, or does it go both directions? Is it bi-directional?
Yeah,
And the cyber detection sounds like an advanced double check on snapshots.
so the cyber detection has two use cases. A, I put on a couple of my arrays and I'm checking proactively. I'm not checking when Microsoft Sentinel senses an attack. I'm checking twice a week for sake of argument. If I see something through API, I can send a message over to the cybersecurity site and say, this array, this snapshot or this volume looks like it has malware or ransomware and sends the information to the cybersecurity side. So that's one use case. The second use case for cyber detection is I've had an attack. So I create a fenced environment and then I put data in there and I scan it and I use the software to scan it. So it does both things. The key thing we see because of who our customers are, in general, storage is not considered part of a comprehensive cybersecurity data center strategy. SIEM, SOAR, having a SOC, scanning the apps, but in aggressively including storage as that overall comprehensive plan, we rarely see that. In fact, we brought a new product out last year, a number of different things. One of our customers is a global Fortune 500 in the telco space. They wanted a preview. So it's supposed to be 45 minutes. I was there in Europe, I'm here in Silicon Valley. So I started doing the thing, and one of it was that integration between SIEM, SOAR, and us. We announced that last year, May 2024, InfiniSafe automated cyber protection. So when I got to that slide, they stopped me. So I thought it was, go to the restroom or whatever, or get coffee. And six guys came in, and then they introduced the six guys. It was their cybersecurity team. So the storage guys called up the guys from the cyber team and said, "Hey, you got to hear this." Then, like 3 weeks later, they'd have a 5-hour deep dive with demos and everything on all elements of InfiniSafe, everything. But it started with me doing this generic, here's what we launched. We launched a new system. We launched several new things. And one of the things was cyber. And they literally stopped and called the cyber team in. But when they wanted this review, and this is a global Fortune 500, they didn't invite the cyber team to start. And they knew we had cyber stuff coming. It's just not the thought of most CISOs or his security team. So that's something we're trying to change. And because of what we do, we can be integrated into a comprehensive cybersecurity strategy, which right now in most global enterprises is a gap.
Well, I used to be on MITRE's CV advisory board, and for years we talked about common vulnerabilities and exposures, and people would roll their eyes and say, "Well, I've got a firewall, I've got antivirus. Why do I have to worry about vulnerabilities, configuration management, patch management?" Now it's a standard. In storage, cybersecurity is a must. And I'm curious, with the data lakes and all these issues with AI and the GPTs everyone's using, there's regulatory compliance issues that affect storage, is there not?
Well, absolutely there. So in fact, a couple of weeks ago, we did a webinar, which included InfiniSafe, but half the webinar was about cybersecurity regulations. The US regulations, the UK regulations, the EU regulations, and the Japanese. And the reason we did that is that's where the bulk of our customers are. We have a few in Latin America and a few in Africa and but in general, our customers are in Japan, in the EU, the UK, and the US, Canada. So we focused on those legal regulations. And it's like 10 slides worth of here's this law, this law, this law, this law, this law. And these laws are all cybersecurity laws that impact storage as well as the entire data center. So, storage is critical. And we went through those in that public webinar a couple of weeks ago on why you need to have cybersecure storage. Because guess what? It's heavily regulated. And it says, as you know, in the States, the SEC regulations for publicly traded companies. Remember last year, a very huge company, one of the top 20 in the world, ended up having to report a cyber attack through the SEC regulation, and they reserved $1.9 billion because of the cyber attack. That's public knowledge. MGM Grand, famous, of course, that was the first company that ever had to adhere to that regulation at the end of 2023. They had a cyber attack. They were down for almost a week, and they reported a loss of in excess of 130 million, I think. But it's in the public documentation. Same laws in Japan, similar laws in the EU. So it's a huge risk. And if you're a US company doing business in Europe and you have a data center there, guess what? You have to adhere to the US regulations for the data center here and the EU regulations and the US regulations over there because you're a US company. If you're a European company, data center in the US, same thing. You got to meet the EU regulations, but you also have to meet the US because you have a data center in the United States. So publicly traded companies have a huge exposure, and the bulk of our customers are publicly traded and are huge. In excess of 25, 30 billion is kind of like a small customer for us in revenue size.
And Eric, it would seem the one industry with a soft underbelly lately is healthcare, and large healthcare organizations are attacked. Healthcare organizations are getting attacked all the time. Hospitals are going offline for days. I would think they need Infinidat to instantly get back online. The recovery time on an immutable snapshot sounds phenomenal.
Yeah, well, we work with everybody. We have a number of hospitals that are customers all over the world. We even have two cloud service providers who provide healthcare as a service to small clinics and small hospitals. So their customers are not part of a Cardinal Health or a UHG or a Cigna, right? They're part of a 12 hospitals in who knows where that are all small or 15 small clinics, and they literally use us as the storage foundation underneath their healthcare as a service offering that they offer to clinics and to smaller hospitals. So we get used in that area as well.
That's amazing. It's not a question of if you're going to be attacked, if you're going to be breached. Like you said, Robinhood has a stealth, helicopter. He's parachuting in behind the moat into the castle, and you're standing there with bows and arrows. Without Infinidat, you're behind the eight ball.
Well, the one thing is at least Robin Hood was a bad guy trying to do good. The bad guys now are bad guys trying to do bad and real bad. So you want to include edge protection. As you know, many of the networking guys like Cisco and Juniper, they have security technology built into their switching infrastructure, which is critical in a data center. Some of the server guys do, but it's more of the app guys, right? The Oracles, the SAPs. And then obviously you've got the entire cybersecurity software world, which is huge, that is scanning. And the one thing they don't do is work scan storage. So we can scan the storage, we can do the immutable snaps, and guess what? We can communicate with the cybersecurity. So you have a holistic view of your entire data center, everything, the network, the edge, the apps, the servers, and the storage. Right now, storage is usually left out. So yeah, my analogy is you're going on vacation. You post on social media, here's when you're going on vacation. As you leave the house, you open your garage door. Not unlocked, literally open it. And you open your front door. And you open every one of your side doors or back doors. And you open every single window. And in addition, you've taken a billboard out on a couple local highways with your address saying, "My house is open, come steal my stuff." That a cyber attack is essentially a disaster. It's the same thing as having a hurricane or a flood. It's exactly the same. It just happens to be done by a bunch of cyber criminals versus an act of God. But guess what? It destroys the data. And so does a hurricane, so does a flood, so does a fire in the data center. So the CISOs and the guys who run the disaster recovery programs at these big companies should realize including storage in the cyber plan helps you avoid a cyber disaster.
You've nailed it. Eric Herzog, you're the Chief Marketing Officer of Infinidat, and you really have kind of opened my eyes to how important resiliency is and bringing cybersecurity into the storage world. Is there anything you want to share with our viewers and listeners that we haven't covered?
Well, I think the big thing is the question is not if you'll be attacked, it's when and how often. The average enterprise, according to cybersecurity analysts, not storage analysts, cyber analysts, has said that it's over 1,650 attacks a week. And obviously, certain companies you mentioned, healthcare, the global Fortune 500, probably have way more than that. That's the average number. So there's probably others that are having 2,000, 3,000 a week. You know, government agencies, obviously, a lot of local governments have been in the news lately. They've had issues, right? Whole cities have been shut down. Remember a couple of years ago, the city of Baltimore, all their services were shut down for like 2 weeks. Cyber attack against a local government of a moderately big city, right? So the key thing is you are going to be attacked, right? It's when and how often and what you're going to do to ameliorate once they get through. You want to minimize the impact because it can cost you, as that one public filing in the SEC cost them $1.9 billion, one cyber attack, one. So you don't want to be the one who's in the newspaper. You are the guy who avoids these cyber issues.
Well, that is great advice. Eric Herzog, thank you so much for sitting in the hot seat and waking us up to the risks and the threats that we're not dealing with if we aren't bringing enterprise cybersecurity to the storage equation. And you've done it at an amazing company. People need to go to infinidat.com.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.
Cyber Defense TV and Cyber Defense Radio have launched 24/7/365 live streams. Visit them online today at cyberdefense.tv and cyberdefense.radio. With your host and globally recognized cybersecurity expert, and my good friend, Gary Milevsky.